Thank you for joining us for this chapel message from the campus of Columbia International University in Columbia, South Carolina. Our mission at CIU is to educate people from a biblical worldview to impact the nations with the message of Christ.
Turn with me to the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 43. Let us hear this morning from the Word of God.
The next day, Jesus decided to go to Galilee, and he found Philip, and he said to him, "Follow me." Now Philip was from Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. And Philip found Nathanael, and he said to him, "We have found him of whom Moses and the law and also the prophets wrote. It's Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." And Nathanael said to him, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" And Philip said to him, "Come and see."
I love this guy. Nathanael, so French, so obnoxious. Now, there are a lot of obnoxious people out there, and you will be seeing them when you go back home next week. They are the Nathanaels of this world who are just not ready to hear and receive whatever you have to share. So welcome to the secular age. I love the person of Nathanael in scriptures because he embodies the three marks of the secular man. And so see if through him this morning, you don't recognize some of your friends, maybe even some of your family members. First episode. It all starts with Nathanael sitting under a fig tree, watching the world alone. What is he thinking about? We don't know. The text doesn't say. Maybe he's wrestling with some of life's deepest questions like, who am I? Or where do I come from? Or what is on the menu of the cafeteria for lunch? I mean, deep existential questions. And so Nathanael is developing a worldview of his own. And so you might ask, what is a worldview? Well, it's a view of the world. Thank you. A worldview is a view of the world, and it's taken from what you can see through your own eyes. It is an attempt to define reality, taking yourself as the starting point. First mark of the secular man, individualism. It all starts with me and what I can see. And what I see is real, and what I don't see is not real. What do you see this morning? Do you see the heavens opened? Do you see the angels worshiping the Lord with us? Just because you don't see it doesn't mean it's not real. And then comes Philip. Philip. Oh, my goodness. Philip. You know who I'm talking about, right? I mean, you're chilling, relaxed, thinking deep questions on your sofa, and then comes the other super excited dude who thinks you actually care about what he just saw or heard. And the guy is jumping around, so excited, and he talks. And he's not getting the message. Get out! Leave me alone, Philip! You know who I'm talking about? I mean, Philip, right? And so Philip says, "Nathanael, we found the Messiah, the one that Moses announced, the one we are to listen to. He is Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." And Nathanael says, "What? Nazareth? Give me a break. What good can come out of Nazareth? Are you kidding me?" I mean, it's like someone coming to you and saying, "Hey, I just met God and he lives in Pelion, South Carolina." I said, "Pelion, where is that?" Well, I mean, if you don't know, it's a great place. I mean, you should visit. I mean, great peanut festival every year. Great town. Small town. I mean, one red light. I mean, the ultimate deep southern experience. Great fun. You should visit, right? Yeah. See, I mean, the modern man is cynical. So what is cynicism, you might ask? Well, it's more than skepticism. For the skeptic doesn't know if it is true or not. The cynic knows that it cannot be true because he doesn't want it to be true. And that's the second mark of the secular man. It is cynicism. Are you cynic? Have you decided for yourself what you will believe and what you will not believe? Not based on truth, but your own preferred choices? Are you worshiping him this morning with the angels? Do you see the heavens opened? So here's the situation. You're chilling. The guy who's super excited comes. He wants you to check it out. So what do? Well, you get off the sofa because that's the only way to get rid of him. And plus, you think for yourself, unless I see it and experience it for myself, I just won't believe it. That's fair, isn't it? See, the secular man requires experience to validate knowledge. If he doesn't see it, if he doesn't experience it, he just won't believe it. A little bit like Thomas, the other disciple. Unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails and place my finger into the mark of the nails and place my hand into his side, I will never believe. Third mark of the secular man, pragmatism. He must see it. He must feel it. He must experience it. Otherwise, he will never believe it. How much do you still need to experience before you can believe? You hear a lot of truth here at CIU from the Bible every day, and in your mind you think, I just don't know. And then you see all those Philips around you, and they just aggravate you. I mean, I really wish I could believe, but I just can't. I mean, I haven't seen it for myself. Listen. Faith is a gift. But praise the Lord, it's not the gift of stupidity. You do not need to be convinced of things that are not there. I mean, that's what mad, crazy people do. God is not afraid of your questions. He's not afraid of your questions. So keep on searching, but watch out for cynicism. True inquiry is always genuine inquiry. So here you have it, the three marks of the secular man: individualism, cynicism, and pragmatism. Individualism, unless I see it. Cynicism, unless I want it. Pragmatism, unless I experience it, I will not believe it, period. Does it sound familiar? I mean, can you picture now Nathanael sitting at the Thanksgiving table, ruining your dinner next week? And you think for yourself, how on earth will this person ever encounter Jesus? Watch it. The story doesn't stop there. Listen for the next episode.
Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him, and he said to him, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no deceit." And Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" And Jesus answered him, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you." And Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel." And Jesus answered him, "Because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? You will see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Truly, truly I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man."
Jesus said to Nathanael, "Before Philip called you, I saw you." What? Are you saying that I was not alone under my tree? Freaky. Nathanael, you believe that the world is limited to what you can see. But from where I stand, I see you. I've always seen you. And now it's time for you to come and see me. I remember Patrick, fellow engineer when I was working at the Michelin Corporation down the road in Lexington while doing my studies here at CIU. Patrick is French, obnoxious. One day at a dinner party, he said very loud so that everybody could hear, "Listen, friends, God doesn't exist. I mean, this is all a fairy tale for crazy, mad people." Then there was silence, because everybody knew I was here at CIU. And that was for me. And I was sitting just on the other side of the Thanksgiving table. And I looked at Patrick and say, "Hey, maybe you don't see him from where you're seated. I invite you to have a better look, to come and see." So we did that every Thursday morning from 7 to 8 before clocking in at Michelin. We were in the Waffle House. We opened scriptures with eggs and bacon, and we looked at Jesus. After a whole year responding to all of his questions, he said, "I know that the problem is not with God. The problem is with me. I just don't want to see him." Sad, but true. Jesus said to Nathanael, "Behold, an Israelite, indeed, in whom there is no deceit." What? I mean, are you saying that not only you see me, but also you know me? This is weird. "Yes, Nathanael, I see you and I know you. And there is nothing of your life that is hidden from me. I know your story inside out. I know your name and everything that comes with it, the bad and the good." Do you see the love of Jesus? I mean, he could have said, "Behold, the most obnoxious man in Israel." That's what I would have said. No. He affirms Nathanael while pointing at his limitedness. "Nathanael, you think you know, but you don't." That's the core of human sin. Thinking that you know good from evil, and all the other ones out there, including Jesus of Nazareth, doesn't know. This is the promise of the serpent. You will know good from evil. But the fact is, it's a fat lie. We know zip. We don't know anything. We don't know good from evil. We don't know right from left. And still, we claim we know. This is human sin. Calling the lie a truth and portraying the truth as a lie, says Dietrich Bonhoeffer. The question is, will you confess? Will you come out of the hiding place and confess that you don't know? Jesus is gently pulling Nathanael out of his hiding place. "Come and see, Nathanael, for yourself, for this is what you are requiring." And see, my friend, the closer you get to Jesus, the more you realize that you're a sinner and that you don't know anything. You're even more of a sinner than you would ever be willing to confess. But at the same time, at the same moment, you realize that you are loved, even more loved than you would ever want to dream of it. And both are true at the same time. I remember Richard, young intern at Michelin, bright mind, Harvard graduate, mechanical engineer. We talked a lot about God. And I answered all of his questions. And one day, it just dawned on me. There was way too many evidence out there for him not to believe. The problem is that he didn't want to believe. So I looked at him once and I said, "Richard, boy, you're way more intelligent than I am. But I have one question for you. Why are you so scared to be loved? You know that God sees you. You know that God wants you. Why do you resist His love? Listen, how many people can see right through you, still see the junk in your heart, all the sin, and still love you? How many people would do that? We spend our life hiding junk from the other ones. And Jesus sees us, He knows us, He sees all the way through, and He still loves you. Who would do that? Only Him. And His name is Jesus of Nazareth. Are you worshiping Him this morning? Jesus said to Nathanael, "Because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree, you believe. I tell you, we'll see greater things than these." What? Are you saying that there is more to life than I think there is? I mean, more than just chilling on my sofa? This is crazy. Absolutely. You haven't seen anything, my friend. I see you, I want you, and I call you to follow me. See how beautiful Jesus is? How He's reaching out to Nathanael? Jesus is calling Nathanael to conversion from death to life, from sofa to sola, sola fidei, sola gratia, sola Christo, Rabbi, Son of God, King of Israel. This is the gospel we proclaim, that true life is following Jesus in His death and in His resurrection, death to self, and life in Him, for Him, to Him. Jesus calls Nathanael to die to his own desires, to his own dreams, even to his own visions. For unless the grain falls into the ground, it cannot bear much fruit. I remember Helen. The first time I saw her, she was hiding behind her hair, her bangs covering her eyes. She was born with a hearing disability, and she thought, maybe Jesus can do something for me. So we met, we read scriptures, and she encountered Jesus, who called her to come, follow Him, and die. Die to the dream that one day she will hear well again. And she responded to His call. And today she's reaching out and discipling people with hearing disability. She's seeing greater things indeed. Have you died, my friend? Have you died to your own dreams? If you haven't died, you won't see greater things. Jesus calls you to come and die so that you may live, not your life, but His life in you, through you. Have you responded this morning? Are you worshiping Him now with the angels? Do you see the heavens opened? Our world is full of Nathanaels. And sometimes we think, boy, the Nathanaels of this world are not a gift from God. Watch Him. Watch Jesus turn their lives upside down so that they may become who they were truly meant to be. Nathanael, a gift to God, a gift for God, a gift from God. To the individualist who say, unless I see it. To the cynic who says, unless I want it. To the pragmatist who says, unless I experience it. Jesus say, I see you, I want you, and I call you. Come and see. Follow me. See how Jesus is the answer to the man's deepest question? Shall we sing to Him? Shall we worship Him again with the angels all around us as we come to the altar and ask for the heavens to be opened? Let us sing.
We hope you found this message a blessing to your life. More Columbia International University Chapel messages are available at iTunes and at podcast.ciu.edu. Learn more about CIU's undergraduate, seminary, and graduate programs at our website, ciu.edu. Columbia International University educates people from a biblical worldview to impact the nations with the message of Christ. Thank you for the opportunity to minister to you today.